Welcome to the lesson, and today we're building something that sits right at the heart of timeless drama and bass, low-end pressure. Now, just to be clear, we are not chasing a giant festival-style bass drop here. That is not the vibe. We're going for that controlled weight, that forward motion, that subtle menace you hear in old-school jungle, rollers, and darker DNB intros. The kind of intro that already feels like it's moving before the full drums even land. That's the magic. The bass feels inevitable. The groove feels alive, and the whole track gives a DJ a clean runway into the tune. So the goal today is to build a simple intro framework in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices, basic synthesis, saturation, filtering, automation, and arrangement. By the end, you'll have a bass system that feels classic, mix safe, and very much in that jungle and old school DNB lane. Let's start by setting up the project. Open Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo somewhere in the DNB range, around 170 to 174 BPM. A really solid starting point is 172 BPM. Keep the session clean and simple. You want one MIDI track for your sub, one MIDI track for your mid-bass, one drum group for your breaks and kick and snare, and maybe one return track for reverb or delay if you need it later. Why keep it simple? Because at fast tempos, low-end clutter becomes a problem very quickly. Indeed, NB, especially in roller and jungle styles, the groove depends on clarity. You want to hear what the bass is doing, and you want the drums to still punch through. Now let's build the sub layer. On a MIDI track, load operator or wave eatable. For beginners, operator is perfect for pure sub. Set oscillator to assign wave, and keep the other oscillators off or silent. You do not need anything fancy here. We want a clean foundation. Set the envelope with a short attack and a moderate release, and keep the level somewhere around minus 12 to minus 18 dB depending on the rest of the arrangement. Then write a simple bass pattern. Keep it musical and not too busy. Think of it as a conversation with the drums. Maybe a root note on bar 1, a short response note before the snare, and maybe an occasional octave jump for a tiny bit of lift. Most importantly, keep the sub mono. If you want extra safety, place a utility after operator and set width to 0%. That way the very bottom stays centered and solid. That clean sign sub is the anchor. In jungle and old school DNB, the low end often supports the break instead of competing with it. If your sub is stable, everything else has a place to sit. Next, we add the mid-bass layer. Create a second MIDI track and load wave-eatable, analog, or even operator again if you want to stay simple. This layer is not the sub. This is the body, the presence, the part that gives the listener that sense of pressure and movement. A nice beginner-friendly starting point in wave-eatable would be a saw or square-like wave-eatable, set about one octave down, then filtered low pass with a cutoff somewhere in the 200 to 600 Hz range. Add a little resonance, maybe 10 to 20%. If the sound can handle it, a tiny bit of unison is okay, but do not let it lose focus. Now add saturator after the synth. Try a drive of about 2 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. The idea is not to make it louder, just dirtier and more audible in the mids. If it gets too fizzy or wide, back off the unison, lower the filter, or use EQ8 to trim some of the top end above 4 to 8 kHz. For the MIDI pattern, keep it simple, maybe 2 notes, maybe 3. Let it repeat every 1 or 2 bars. In DNB, especially rollers, repetition is not boring when it is grooving right. Hypnotic is the word. The bass line should feel like it's locked into the pocket. Now bring in your drums. Load up a breakbeat loop or build a basic pattern with a punchy kick and a snare on 2 and 4. If you want that jungle or old school flavor, use chopped break slices or ghost hits for extra movement. The drums should feel like they are breathing, not just looping mechanically. Now shape the bass rhythm around the drums. This is where the groove really starts to make sense. A classic DNB move is to leave space for the snare and place bass notes just after it or between the main drum hits. The bass should answer the drums, not step all over them. A good intro structure could be this. Bars 1 to 4, sparse bass with filtered drums. Bars 5 to 8, more bass notes and a little more energy. Bars 9 to 12, add a variation or an octave shift. Bars 13 to 16, open the filter a bit more so the drop feels like it's coming. And here's a really important beginner note. Do not make the bass line too busy. In DNB, the groove often gets stronger when the bass feels like it's leaning into the drums, not constantly trying to show off. Now let's create tension with filter automation. On the mid-bass layer, automate the filter cutoff. Start low, maybe around 200 to 300 Hz, and slowly open it over 8 or 16 bars until it reaches something like 600 to 1200 Hz. If you want, Add a tiny bit of resonance near the end for extra tension. You can also automate saturator drive so the sound gets a little rougher as the intro builds. Keep the utility width narrow or mono at first, and only open things up if you really need to. If your synth supports it, you can also automate the filter envelope amount. This kind of movement is perfect for DNB intros because it gives energy without turning into chaos. DJs also love this because the track feels like it is rising in a very usable, very mix-friendly way. Now for a more jungle-flavored trick, resampling. Once your bass loop feels decent, create an audio track and set the input to resampling. Record a few bars of your bass and drums together. Then slice that audio into clips, rearrange a few hits, maybe reverse one small piece, and add a tiny fade if needed. This can add a really nice raw, human feel. Jungle often sounds great when you let a bit of audio imperfection in. You do not need to overdo it. Even one chopped resampled hit placed before a snare can make the intro feel more authentic and less sterile. A very simple use case is this. Take a 2-bar bass phrase, resample it, chop one small piece and place it before the snare. That gives you a quick call and response moment without needing complex sound design. Now let's make sure the low end is actually clean. Put EQ8 on your bass layers if needed. On the sub, keep everything below about 80 to 120 Hz clean. Do not boost unnecessary highs and cut any rumble if it shows up. On the mid bass, gently high pass around 80 to 120 Hz so it does not fight the sub. If it gets sharp, reduce harshness around 2 to 5 kHz. If it feels too fizzy, roll off the top end a bit. If you group both bass layers into a bass group, you can put utility on the group and keep width between 0 and 30%. That helps keep the low end centered. You can also use subtle compression if needed, but keep it light, around 2 to 1 ratio, with a slower attack if you want the transients to punch through, and a medium release for movement. The big idea here is low-end separation. The sub has to stay steady, and the mid-bass has to support it without blurring the kick or the breakbeat. If the bass still feels too static, use gentle modulation instead of adding more notes. In Wavetable, try assigning a slow LFO to the filter or cutoff. Keep the depth subtle. Sync the rate to something slow like a quarter note, half note, or one bar. If you are working in clips, you can also use clip envelopes to automate cutoff, transpose, or volume for tiny accent changes. Keep it restrained. We are not trying to make wobble bass. We want organic pressure. That subtle movement is what gives old-school DNB that feeling of suspense without stealing the show from the drums. Now let's think about the intro arrangement like a DJ would. A strong DNB intro needs space. You want it to be mixable, usable, and still interesting. So think in 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4. Filter drums, sub-hinted in. Very little full bass body. Bars 5 to 8. The bass body starts showing up, but still filtered. Bars 9 to 12. More drums, more confidence, maybe one fill. Bars 13 to 16. Open the sound enough that the drop feels inevitable. You can add one small transition detail too, like a reverse cymbal, a short noise riser, or a snare fill into bar 16, but don't overfill it. The bass line is still the star of this intro. Now play the loop in context and listen carefully. Mute and unmute the bass layers one at a time. Ask yourself, does the sub feel solid? Can I hear the bass rhythm clearly? Is there too much frequency overlap with the kick or break? Does this still feel like DNB when the bass is filtered? If anything feels messy, simplify it. Remove one note. Shorten one bass hit. Lower the saturation. Pull the filter down a little. Very often, the best DNB basses are not the most complicated ones. They are the ones that are placed really well. This is a good time to save the project as a template too. That way, your next roller or jungle session starts much faster. Let's talk about a few common mistakes. 1. Making the bass too wide in the low end. Keep the sub mono, and only let the mid bass have controlled width if necessary. 2. Letting the sub and mid bass fight each other. High pass the mid layer and keep the sub clean. 3. Using too many notes in the intro. Reduce it to a smaller motif. Repetition is powerful in DNB. 4. Over-distorting the bass. Saturation is great, but only in moderation. If it starts sounding ugly, back off and check the EQ. 5. Ignoring drum space. Leave room around the snare and kick. The drums need to punch, especially in jungle and roller patterns. 6. No movement at all. Even a little automation can make the intro breathe and evolve. A few pro tips while we're here. Keep the sub clean and dirty the mid layer. That gives you weight without turning the whole low end into mud. Shorter note lengths often feel heavier than long ones. Let the bass answer the snare. Tiny level changes between notes can make the phrase feel more alive. Gentle saturation on the bass bus helps it translate on smaller speakers. And a low-passed ambience layer, something very subtle, can make the intro feel darker without cluttering the mix. Also, use reference listening at low volume. If the bass still feels solid and implied when the volume is down, you are probably in the right zone. Here's a quick practice challenge for you. Set Ableton to 172 BPM. Make a sub-track with operator using a sine wave. Program a 2-bar bass pattern with only 3 to 5 notes. Add a mid-bass layer with wavetable or operator and a bit of saturator drive. Put in a simple breakbeat or drum loop with the snare on 2 and 4. Automate the mid-bass filter cutoff so it opens gradually over 8 bars. Resample 2 bars of the bass and chop one small piece for a fill. Group the bass tracks and check the mix in mono. Remove anything that feels too busy. Then save it as DNB Low End Pressure Intro 172 BPM. The goal is not a full drop. The goal is a proper intro to a roller. Groove, space, pressure, and that classic forward motion. So let's wrap it up.